You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. It's all too clear.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day today. We are in Matthew's 12 and 13. We started off, I've entitled this sermon, The Return of the Demon. And what a title, huh? The scary thing is, though, you know, that the return of the demon, you know, in Hollywood, they say cut and everyone goes home. The problem here is, like Jesus said, once your house is swept clean, that is, once the grace of God has enabled you to think clearly, you've got X amount of time to make a decision for Christ. I don't know how long that is. Might be one time. Might be a day, a week. I don't know. But you're granted, the grace of God's given you time to make a decision for Christ. And if you don't, the demon pulls a General MacArthur and says, I will return. And he finds your house swept and empty. And then he goes and he finds what Jesus calls seven. And don't think he counts up to seven either. Seven more demons, wicked than himself. And then the end of that person, friend, is he's naked out here in the desert howling at the moon. That's what happens when you don't fill your house, when you don't hang a no vacancy sign over your neck, because you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is part two of this message. We're going to end up looking at the parable of the four soils as well. Matthew chapter 13.
On my Sirius XM, I always got Channel 7 on, song from the 70s. Here's one that's Johnny Rivers that says, I can see clearly now, the demon's gone. I can see no obstacles in my way. Number two, you've got a clear mind and you've come to your senses now. Now is the time to quit running and call on the name of the Lord, receive Jesus Christ. We wouldn't even be having this conversation if he didn't clean house for you and in you and enable you to hear what I'm saying. The evil is gone for now. Number three, your clear mind is only temporary. That is, if you don't act now. And number four, the return of the demon. What'll he find when he returns? Will he find the spirit of the living God there? And a no vacancy sign over your heart? Or will he find your house empty, vacant, swept clean? If the demon finds your house vacant with a sign over it, trailer for sale or rent, I gotta get that station off my radio. He gets so excited that he finds seven others. Who knows? Maybe that's a legion. Then you spend the rest of your life naked and woo, howling at the moon. All because you said no to Jesus at 11:06 on this Sunday morning, 2nd of June, year of our Lord, 2019. All those who have ears to hear, let them hear. This is why you're here today. That's why you got the station turned on, because you can think clearly right now. Make a decision now for Christ. Receive him today. Church, hear me, please. We then, as workers together with him, plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now let's move on here. Chapter 13, the rest of this message this morning, I want to look at this famous parable of the sower. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. "Now on the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and a great multitudes were gathered to him, gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, 'Behold, a sower.'" I love that word, "behold." Behold. I'm so glad the Bible translators didn't take that word out and just say, "look." Or, "Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. They immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." All right, in this parable, we've got three things. Number one, a sower. The sower is who? Right, it's Jesus Christ, Son of God, who sows the seed of the Word of God and the message of the kingdom of God. Number two, we've got four different types of soils. What is sown is the same in all types of soils. The soil is the condition of your heart. The soil dictates how receptive you will be to the seed that is sown. This is not a parable about the sower. This is a parable about the soils. Also in this parable, we've got number three, a real enemy. A real enemy. The enemy of our soul is present in this parable and working behind the scenes, trying to, well, like Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy." Satan is trying to corrupt and destroy the seed of the kingdom of God that's been sown by Jesus Christ into your heart. Now let's go to Jesus' explanation of this parable and see that there's no need to speculate or guess what this parable means, because he tells us. Remember, a parable is a story that conveys a spiritual truth. In Greek, the word parabole means to place side by side, sort of like hyperbole. Right? What's that word? Hyperbole. To place over. An extreme example. Like Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated. Or unless if you hate your father and mother, you've got no part in me. The hyperbole. He doesn't mean for you to hate your mother. He means your love for him ought to dwarf everything else. But this is a parabole. Place two things side by side. Now, on our way to this explanation is this fascinating text in verse 10. Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. His disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. Now, this too is a sermon all by itself, isn't it? But let me make one passing comment. First, he offers information that was not asked him. Why he doesn't speak to them, the disciples, in parables. The question was, why do you speak to them in parables? He answered, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. Meaning, he speaks to them in parables deliberately because Jesus said that they're not entitled to know. Here's how the Gospel of Mark reads. He said to them, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to them who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive. Hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Now there is a tough doctrine. Perhaps we'll tackle it sometime, but I'm thinking maybe I'll make Pastor Darren preach it in his next sermon. Jesus said to all who are outside, all things come to them in parables so that they won't understand it. And he does it deliberately. You know, when you've got Jesus all figured out, you come and get me and let me know. We just got through one head-scratching problem. All throughout 11 chapters, he goes, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me. And then he casts 6,000 demons out of a man, and he goes, can I follow you? And he goes, no, you can't. God help me. He just flips the script. He spoke to them in parables so that they wouldn't understand. And so that they wouldn't repent. He spoke to them deliberately in parables so that they wouldn't repent. And so that they wouldn't understand. And he does it deliberate. Now let's move on to the explanation of the parable. Verse 18. Starts with the word, what is it? Therefore. That is, since it's meant for you to understand this. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower, colon. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and raptures away what was sown in his heart. That's the word snatch away, harpazo, where our word rapture comes from. It means to steal with force. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and doesn't understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away forcefully.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth. All the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.